This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope you guys are all having a happy and awesome summer. Okay, hope you all are in a good mood. Okay, I've been asked to cheer a couple of you up. Some of you guys were in the downs and the dumps. You know, I apologize if I ever make you feel that way. I know it's not my fault, but I always get nervous because sometimes I complain about the economy or I complain about healthcare or I complain about the administration or I complain about how dismal our future looks. I hope I'm not the cause of it. All right. I'm just, you know, letting us all have a big BF session where we could just all whine and, you know, complain together. All right. But, you know, remember, you know, whenever I do have to come on air and talk about stories, you know, like that nickel allergy with the iPad. Okay, I'm not doing it to depress you. I'm just doing it to, you know, report the news. Okay, I'm trying to make it as jovial as possible. So if any of you are depressed, please still write me. All right, let me know what's going on. Okay, but I'm not saying in particular listen to my show. Okay, I don't know if listening to my show is going to be the cure-all for your depression. All right, because, I mean, we got a lot of stuff to gripe about, unfortunately. These sex things, apparently there are arrests made in, I guess there's sexual predators being hired at some of these amusement parks. Just when you wanted to hear this summer, as you guys are looking forward to, you know, going to the theme parks and standing in line and getting all dehydrated and running low on your sunscreen. So we're going to talk about that. We also do have the list of the world's top amusement parks and summer parks to give you. There's always a real nice list that comes out. And to me, that depresses me because I go, well, I can't, you know, afford to go over there and, you know, go there and stand in line. What are tickets now for these theme parks? Like $100 a person, right, for all day? Some of you will say, oh, that's a great deal, $100 to entertain the kid all day. No, it's $100 to stand in three lines. But, you know, if you could get away from the lines and figure out how to make that happen, all the power to you. We're also going to talk about how smoking marijuana does increase the risk of anxiety and depression. We talked about depression with marijuana. What about anxiety? Apparently, anxiety is also a biggie. Do we want people in legalized marijuana states driving around depressed and anxious? They already are. I don't think it matters whether we have the pot or not in terms of the anxiety and depression. But that's something else we need to talk about. We also need to talk about making sure that we stop sharing our beds with our little kids, especially the infants, because bed sharing, again, has been linked to SIDS. And then there is a dating site that can actually test DNA to help match you to your love of your life. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, singledout.com claims to be the first dating site that offers matches based on your DNA. You know, I gotta give these guys credit for being entrepreneurish and innovative. You know, I mean, there's so many dating sites out there now. There's dating sites for Trekkies. There's dating sites for people who want to live in Rivendell and speak Elvish. There's dating sites for people with STDs. There's dating sites for people who want to cheat. There's dating sites for people who want sugar daddies. And no, I have not checked that out. I know. You know, sometimes you just wonder if I could just have one day, right, of a sugar daddy, would all my financial problems go away? I don't think a lot of these sugar daddies have the money. It's not worth it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then you make God mad. Not worth it. All right. But apparently, according to Ellie France, co-founder of SingledOut.com, she says there is a science behind attraction. And I guess they cite with instant chemistry a service that tests DNA for biological compatibility. So basically, you get the chemistry kit in the mail when you sign up for the membership. Membership prices are $199 for 3 months, $249 for 6 months, and $299 for 12 months. You also get a psychological assessment. The kit arrives with a tube for your saliva. You spit in the tube and you mail it to Instant Chemistry to get results in about saliva. No other bodily fluid. No. No, just send saliva. No other bodily fluid. All right? And then you get these results and they post it on your dating profile. All right? So they look for two markers. Your serotonin uptake transporter. I guess that looks at how you react to positive and negative emotions, being reported by USA Today. And then genes influencing your immune system. I'm not exactly sure how this would make somebody look sexy. All right. Yeah, you could put religion and sex and all that other stuff in there. But I guess the dating site looks at a very small number of genes. Now, which gene, all right, would signify that you're compatible with somebody else? Okay, well, let's take a look at Viggo Mortensen per se. Okay, now Viggo Mortensen is one sexy dude. Okay, for some of you, he's too old for you, but that's okay. For me, somebody middle-aged like me, somebody like him is gorgeous. Unfortunately, those of you that like Zac Efron and all these, they're too young. To me, that to me is really unattractive because it's like they're your baby. That makes no sense. So I would say no. All right, so I have to look at the older guys. George Clooney's older than me. Most of these guys are older than me. Harrison Ford, very, very sexy, but he's, you know, he's like old enough to be my dad. So when you look at somebody who you think is sexy, all right, then you go, okay, well, you know, could we be genetically compatible? Could we be sociologically compatible? Unfortunately, most of these sexy guys out there, they're very, very liberal, so I don't think we'd agree on a lot. Okay, so we probably wouldn't talk, but who needs to talk? Okay? Then you look at, okay, well, what genes would I want them to have? Well, I would want them to have genes. I mean, if I was looking for a long-term relationship, which I'm not because I'm already married, okay? I'm not looking for anything. But if I was looking for a long-term relationship, okay, I would want somebody whose genes would make my progeny survive. If you were looking for somebody to date, their genes don't really then matter that much, okay? Because you're not having a baby with them. I mean, it all depends on what you want. And then if that's the case, I don't really care how they handle, you know, with their serotonin. I want to know, okay, are they going to beat my kids? Are they going to cheat on me? Are they going to keep a job? Are they going to eat up the chocolate in the house? You know, wait a second, maybe the serotonin is important. Because if they have low serotonin issues, they'll eat chocolate. Maybe this has some merit. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a woman now that's been arrested. Another one has left her baby in the car while she went shopping. Vita Bremenkova is facing child neglect charges because she left her child in the car when she was shopping at Target. Now, I guess a witness called for help because she saw the child locked in the sedan crying. The mom claims, you know, that she went into Target and the baby was asleep. So she didn't want to disturb the baby who was asleep. Okay, no, listen, I know when the baby goes to sleep, I know we all like to rejoice. I know we could all get stuff done, but that doesn't mean you leave them locked in a hot car. So anyway, she goes into the Target for about 40 minutes. Baby's crying in the vehicle. Witnesses get the police. The ground temperature was 92 degrees. In the car, it was 101 degrees, including humidity. All right, this is ridiculous. What the hell is going on with parents leaving their kids in the car? I don't under, you know, this is why I really think we need to bolt people's knees together. If they don't want to take on the responsibility of having kids, and they're going to let these kids die in their cars, don't have the babies to begin with. Don't get pregnant. I don't understand that. Okay, you know, I liked taking the kids to Walmart or Target because I liked getting out of the house with the kids. You could throw the kid in the cart. You could throw a toy into the cart to let them shut up, like one of those fuzzy elephants. If you don't have the money to buy the fuzzy elephant, then you just wipe off the saliva and you shove it on a shelf in the milk section so nobody sees. I didn't do that, but you know what I do a lot, I'm really guilty of? My kids will throw crap in the cart, or I'll think I want something, and then I'll decide I don't want it. So, you know, I used to go all the way back, you know, let the cameras see I was going all the way back to the shelf that I got it on. Now, I just shove the stuff behind, like, tuna fish, or, you know, like, I'll get the big, super box of tampons. That's really hard to hide if I change my mind about a coupon to hide behind like tuna fish or Tabasco sauce. So I'll hide the box of tampons behind like the Dasani water. It's difficult because if you're going to be hiding things that you don't want to buy from Target or Walmart, okay, you got to blend colors. Some of these things, if the box is white and cardboard, very difficult to hide behind clear water bottles. Now, Tabasco does provide a good cover, but the Tabasco bottles are too skinny. So you need to be really careful where you're hiding. If you got a big stuffed toy, maybe shove that in the diaper area or in the paper towel area. Makeup, no, very difficult to hide anything on the makeup aisle because what can it hide behind lipstick? Sometimes I give up and I just, you know, I have two carts. One cart is a stuff. Sorry, I decide not to buy. I just hand it to the cashier. The other cart is what I want to buy. I'm sorry, guys. Target and Walmart for me, it's really, I mean, it's like a whole day affair. You think you want something, you get all excited, you start to throw all this crap in the cart. I'm done with buying it. See, a lot of you guys are too nice. You're too nice. So you go, you know what? I'm going to just buy it. I know I put it in my cart and I shouldn't have. I'm going to buy it. Oh, to hell with that. I'm past that. I'll just give it back to the cashier or I'll just shove it behind the gum. Okay, anyway, but, you know, going back to these people leaving their kids in the car or forgetting about their kids, this is another reason why I think our society that's turning ADD and ADHD is so serious. Okay, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about attention deficit and how society is forcing that on us. Okay, I mean, everything is happening too quick. We don't have to wait for things. We get texts right away. We could be on our Facebook or our Twitter or on the computer while watching TV. People don't sit and watch TV anymore. They're sitting there texting or Facebooking, like 24. 24, by the way, really, really stunk. The finale stunk. So I need to text and tweet and talk about that while I'm watching it. Why don't I just sit and pay attention? So as we're becoming an ADD society, we're going to start to see more inattentive behaviors. More inattentive behaviors with our driving. More inattentive behaviors with our kids' health. And that's pretty scary. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. This is Don. I'm calling as with a comment. I think a lot of the attention deficit disorder has to do with nutrition. I think if a lot of people paid more attention to what they're putting into their mouth and how it affects what they eat or how their body functions, they'd be in a lot better shape. No, I've listened to your show. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. That was on our message line. Anytime you guys want to call in with a comment, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We had been talking about attention deficit yesterday, and I apologize for not bringing up diet yesterday because that was extremely important. There was a study that came out. Gosh, I'm trying to think when it was, where you could actually, you know, implement diet with your child's ADHD symptoms. Now, back in the 70s and 80s, it was all about decreasing sugar, right? Because the more sugar you gave a kid, the more hyperactive. But we're finding that a lot of it is probably just the basic crappy carbs, but also some of the weird chemicals that I think we are getting into our body. I mean, think about it. When you eat, I don't want to do a brand name, but let's say you eat some candied junk food, okay? All right? And you guys know my favorite groupings of that, which you could get on sale sometimes at Target or Walmart, right? Okay? Some of them have cream filling. Some of them have chocolate on the top. So you guys know what I'm talking about. All right. You know, what are you actually putting into your body? And how does the body react when it gets something that's full of chemicals? Okay, because there are chemicals and preservatives. Okay, well, your body, okay, remember, your body needs consistency. Your body needs food that it can understand and appreciate. It gets very confused with some of the crap we put in our body. It does. And for some of us, that'll manifest in becoming diabetic or hypoglycemic. In some of us, it'll manifest where our metabolism just slows down, comes to a screeching halt, like, wait a second, I don't know what the hell's going on, I don't know when our next real meal is. So we start to gain weight rapidly, not because the calorie content may equal that of your neighbors, but because it's crap that you're putting in your body's metabolism slows. Your body may react with irritable bowel, where your bowel starts to slow down. Your bowel's like, wait a second, how do I digest this? What is this? So a lot of you will say when you eat junk food, you get bad gas and you get bloating, etc. Well, of course, your body's trying to figure out how to break that stuff down. Maybe it's not designed to break that down. You know, or your body may be a little bit more inattentive. One is you're not getting the real food that you need to eat. Two is your body doesn't know where the next real meal is coming from. So you're not going to get to just kind of sit and relax and veg. Your body's going to be more on high alert and it's going to be stressed. Now, apparently there was a study that looked at how about 7% of U.S. school-age children could have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So one of the scientists looked at 100 children ages 4 to 8, and they tried an ADHD diet, okay? And then they looked at people, and the ADHD diet eliminated foods that might cause problems, so they put these kids on rice, meat, vegetables, pears, and water. There was also fruit and potatoes and wheat, etc. They said in the diet group, all right, apparently the ADHD kids, 78% responded favorably and to having fewer symptoms, okay? And they even found that some of these obsessive compulsive, oppositional defiant kids with the stubbornness and the temper tantrums, they did better as well. You know, eating is extremely important. And, you know, there's been talk of, well, what should we give our ADD adults or our ADD kids to eat? Well, of course, you know, the good fatty acids, the vitamin Bs, make sure they get their protein, calcium and magnesium. Make sure they're getting good vitamins and nutrition. That's extremely important. But you also want to make sure to avoid the additives and the, you know, bad carbohydrates, the bad sugars, the bad fats. You have to avoid caffeine. You got to be extremely careful. And they're also finding, according to Healthy Living through MSN.com, that salt could be an issue with our kids as well. So diet is extremely important. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak,
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it's amusement park time, right? This is when we have time to go to Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm and Magic Mountain and Six Flags and Disney World and SeaWorld. I miss Marine Land. I used to live in California, and there was a Marine Land. I don't remember much about it because I was really, really young, but I remember a lot of blue, and I remember a lot of fish, And I don't know whatever happened to Marine Land, but that was pretty cool. Well, anyway, we have the CNN Travel is reporting TripAdvisor's Traveler's Choice Awards based on data given from reviews over the past 12 months. Orlando, of course, did very, very well, including three hits from Disney. So the world's top amusement parks are Discovery Cove in Orlando, Florida, Europa Park in Germany, Universal's Islands of Adventure in Orlando, Florida, the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, Florida, Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando, Florida, Beto Carrero World in Brazil, Disneyland in Anaheim, California, Universal Studios Singapore in Singapore, Port Aventura in Spain, and the Animal Kingdom in Orlando, Florida. So, wow. I mean, you know, we are really rocking it. I think that's pretty cool, okay? You know, that we made most of the top amusement park list. I haven't been to Disney World in a while. From what I understand, it's too expensive and the lines are too long. But maybe one day they'll close down the park for radio hosts and then, you know, we could run around the park and have some fun. I hear that sometimes companies will rent a park for a night. I don't know what they do. And they get the whole park to themselves for employees. That happened with Disneyland a long time ago. My husband's father's work did that, so they got to run around the park, just them. Wow. Wow. I think it was Hughes Aircraft. I think Hughes Aircraft did that. Like, that was like their big Christmas party for, like, all the hundreds of employees and their families. I mean, it was a lot of people. It wasn't, like, one family, like Wally World on vacation. It was, like, you know, but still, I wonder what they paid for that. Anyway, the world's top water parks, Siam Park in Spain, Beach Park in Brazil, Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park in Florida, Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park in Florida, Waterborne Valley in Indonesia, Wild Wadi Water Park at the United Arab Emirates, Hot Park in Brazil, Aqua Venture Water Park in United Arab Emirates, Aquatica, Orlando, Florida, Aqua Venture Water Park at Atlantis, Paradise Island, Bahamas. I've never been to Atlantis. I hear it's absolutely gorgeous, but again, the lines. See, that's the thing. How do you do this without the lines? I am, like, very anti-line lately. Well, some of you may be anti-theme park for another reason. Not that I want you to be. I dig the theme parks. But apparently there was this big sting operation that caused 35 Disney employees to be arrested. Oh, not a sting operation that did that. I'm sorry. There was, at least they say, 35 Disney employees arrested have been since 2006 and accused of sex crimes involving children, trying to meet a minor for sex, possession of child pornography, according to a six-month CNN investigation that looked at police and court records. Five Universal Studio employees and two employees from SeaWorld have also been arrested. So far, they say a total of 32 people have been convicted. They say two cases were for possession of child pornography, which occurred on Disney property. Now, before you start getting all anti-Disney, you know, if you look at the average population, all right, and you look at companies that have thousands of workers, et cetera, there's a chance that this percentage, talking from 2006, so we're talking 8 years, 30-some people may be the national average. I know it's kind of sad to say. It's just amusement parks are now being focused on this CNN study. But there's a lot of them out there. I'm telling you guys, sexual predators, people looking at child porn, it's sick. But there's a lot of them out there. You just don't know because they really don't open up and say, yeah, I'm here. They say other Disney employees caught up in the police stings and child porn cases include security guards, a customer, a VIP tour guide in training, a gift shop employee, maintenance workers, according to police and court records. They say where you find children, you'll find sexual predators. They say in the latest sting that ended in July, two Disney employees and an employee at Universal Studios were among those arrested by Polk County Sheriff detectives. One was concierge at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Wow. Have you guys ever seen Animal Kingdom Lodge? I've never stayed there. But I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, I guess animals are by your hotel room. you're like right on the park, so you get to look outside your window and see the elephants. I mean, it's supposed to be like really like wow. All right, so let's talk about sexual predators, okay? Well, first, really quickly, some of the other arrests. Apparently, there was somebody at the Port Orleans Resort. He was a night shift custodial manager downloading child porn. I don't know how anybody could look at child porn. That's like disgusting. Sick. Somebody else at the Animal Kingdom Lodge was downloading videos of multiple scenes of nude pubescent children engaging in sexual activity. I don't even want to read this. Let's go on. But this is some pretty disgusting stuff. But again, people could be downloading that stuff at any job. It doesn't necessarily have to mean Disney. However, the concept of child predators, okay, being near amusement, being near places where children are, parks, amusement parks, etc. That's real. And so you would think, well, wait a second, an amusement park, usually kids don't go there by themselves. Kids may be, you know, running around the park alone. You know, mom may be at the house and the kids may run to the neighborhood park, so they would be alone. But an amusement park, in order to get in, you need 100-some bucks, and you need to be coming in with mom and dad. So you would think there'd be more supervision. But what do our kids do as soon as they hit the park? Mom, dad, see ya. I'll meet you at Adventureland in 3 hours. Bye. Come on, let's go run. Okay, so yeah, kids are a lot of times running around by themselves. Now me, I have leashes, and I usually have the kids attached to me by leashes. We have GPS. You know, I also have my mommy instinct, but I don't like to let my kids run around off by themselves. No. Oh, hell no. And so I would probably suggest that. You know, and now, you know, we talk about the profiles of sexual predators a lot on this show. Surprisingly, many of them are family members or family friends. Okay, you know, people are always like, oh, beware of strangers, when sometimes the person is right there in the house. It could be the babysitter. It could be Uncle Bob. It could be Aunt Joan. It could be, you know, a teacher. You know, and so it's very, very unfortunate. They're very good at manipulating. Sometimes they show a lot of confidence and arrogance. And they do this because they don't want to look weak and vulnerable. They do that to shield you away. And so they're like, I got the kids. I got this. Come, get out of here. I got this. I got the kids. As opposed to them going, will you let me watch the kid? I can maybe watch the kid tonight. You see what I mean? You know, so they'd be a lot more forceful. You don't really need a helping hand, but they're always there to help you. They're always there to, you know, they may accidentally bump into your daughter and go, oops, sorry, you know, I didn't mean that. Or, you know, and, you know, you're like, wait a second. You know, there are things that, you know, use your instinct. Okay. I mean, use your spidey sense. If you don't want somebody near your baby, don't have them near your baby. And it's okay. Playing the protective mom or protective dad role is totally fine. Remember, most people think you're kooky anyway. So don't try to look cool going, you know what, yeah, I'm going to let you have my kid. I'm going to look like I'm easygoing. No. If you got weird spidey sense about something, trust your instinct. They could be a predator. Be careful. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this may be a similar story. We just talked about the top amusement parks. Now let's talk about the top hospitals. Hospitals should not be an amusement park, right? But sometimes, I mean, when I was back in training, we had a lot of fun. Hospital could be a fun place. It really can. You know, I mean, it's hard because, you know, people are dying and people are sick and you always have to work and somebody's always yelling at you. Someone's always giving you a mean look and you're always tripping on something, right? And there's always vomit or urine or blood or somewhere, you know, so you always want to be careful where you drop your piece of pizza. But for the most part, the hospital is still probably one of my favorite places to be. I'm very, very comfortable in the hospital. I'm used to the smell, you know, kind of like all the rooms and the compartments. And all the sinks and all the hand sanitizer, and there's always somebody to talk to. Maybe it's because you're not alone, you know, so it's not very scary for me. There's always somebody. If I want to just, you know, walk down the hall and talk to somebody, there's always somebody there. You know, there's a lot of material to make jokes. I mean, if you want to, you know, give, you know, staff crap about stuff, you could do it. Smack people around with the latex gloves that you blow up. A lot of stuff to do. So I think the hospital could be a pretty, pretty fun place. All right. But what about how good are they for our patients? I mean, which hospitals made the rank according to U.S. News and World Report? Well, they've released their annual rankings for 2014, and the number one hospital that they ranked based on a variety of factors, patient survival rates, adequate nursing staff, reputation with specialist physicians, and patient safety. These were taken into account, and Mayo Clinic at Rochester, Minnesota was the number one. Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston was number two. John Hopkins Hospital, Baltimore, number three. Cleveland Clinic came in number four. And UCLA Medical Center came in, LA, UCLA, number five. Bravo. I trained at UCLA, my final year of medical school. Phenomenal institution. Phenomenal. But I got to tell you, a lot of the hospitals that aren't on the list, they rock also. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I am with the hospitals that I have in my town in Las Vegas. So, you know, I don't know if anybody slept with anybody, you know, who did that. I think, you know, again, you know, they looked at, you know, they looked at records, you know, they talked to families, they, you know, so there's, you know, again, it's not 100% science, but this is their ranking. What about cancer? The best cancer hospitals was Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, believe it or not. University of Texas MD Anderson came in second, very well known. Mayo Clinic in Minnesota came third for best cancer hospitals. Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center in Boston came in number four. And John Hopkins Hospital came in number five for best cancer. What about cardiology and heart surgery hospitals? Cleveland Clinic came in number one for that. Mayo Clinic, Minnesota came in number two. New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia and Cornell, three. Duke, North Carolina, number four. And then Brigham and Women's Hospital, number five. Now, you know, there's a full list, and we're not going to go through all of them. But, you know, people will say, you know, because I live in Las Vegas. So people will say, well, you know, where do you go when you need medical? You know, you're really, really far away from Minnesota. You know, do you all go to UCLA? Well, no, we don't always go to UCLA. Okay. I mean, what are you basing good hospital care on? Okay. It's funny because people will call and they go, well, where was Dr. Dahlia trained? Well, I was trained at the University of Nevada School of Medicine in Reno. I did my final year at UCLA. Like, she wasn't from Harvard. Do I sound like I went to Harvard Medical School? No, Dr. Dahlia did not study at Harvard. Oh, no. Never mind. I'm going to find somebody that did. Okay, good. You know, that's fine. Okay, does that mean I'm a worse doctor because I didn't go to Harvard? Oh, hell no. What makes a good doctor? Well, number one, it has to be somebody who gives a damn. Okay, so you can't learn that in any medical school. Okay, I mean, you have to give a damn. If you don't give a damn about your patients, if you don't care, if you don't spend your Sundays, your nights, your days off, if you have any days off, your vacation time worried about patients and checking in on the staff, Okay, I don't care where you trained. I want to know that my doctor is thinking about me, or if I have an issue, it's gonna be a concern. Okay, and you all know that when I'm on vacation, I always am worried about patients. I mean, I want to make sure that everything's fine, everybody's tucked in, everybody's good, nobody's running out of medicine. If they don't follow the rules, yeah, I yell at them, because there's only so much I could do, but you have to care. Okay, number two is you can't be misdiagnosing all the time. All right? Oh, you have a bacterial infection. Here's an antibiotic. Here's an antibiotic. Here's an antibiotic. That doesn't make a good doctor. Okay? You don't just write antibiotics. Okay? You know what exactly is going on? Give us a diagnosis. Okay? Why are you giving me this medicine? Explain to the patients why you're giving them the medicine. A good doctor is somebody who can also teach. If you can't educate your patients on why they're doing what they're doing, they're not going to understand. You know, it was interesting. I told you guys this story. I was training at Jill Stein in UCLA for my ophthalmology rotation. And Jill Stein, phenomenal. One of the most phenomenal centers for eye management. It's incredible. And so there was a Hispanic woman that came in, a diabetic, who had lost her sight. And so, you know, some of the residents who didn't speak Spanish were like, gosh, I don't understand these people. You know, they're too busy eating, you know, all their crap, and then they go blind, and, you know, and then they wonder why. And, you know, I decide to go over and talk to her, and I go, look, you know, when you were diagnosed with diabetes, what were you told? And I asked her in Spanish, you know, what did they say to you? And she said, no dulces, no sugar. I go, did they talk to you about, you know, rice and bread, you know, pan, arroz, you know, frijoles, all the other stuff, you know, did they talk to you about that? She's like, no, I'm not allowed to eat bread. I'm not allowed to eat tortillas. I'm not allowed to eat that. So I spent about 30, 40 minutes going over this. Now, of course, she was scared to death because she had gone blind. And I believed her. I don't think anybody sat down and talked to her. So if there's a language barrier, or even with English-speaking patients, you know, I'll see what happens. You know, the doctor had the nurse call, say I was diabetic, told me to cut my sugar, and put me on a medicine for 3 months. No, 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 no. Anytime I have to diagnose somebody with diabetes, I want them to come in so I could sit there and give them the talk. And I have a diabetes talk. Now, I'm not saying I'm the best doctor in the world. I'm not. But, you know, when you look at, all right, you know, what kind of, you know, who am I going to? Where were they trained? You need to also see what they are like as a person and how they are approaching the patient. The approach of the patient is 90% of the success that you could possibly garner from that interaction. And if you don't have a good relationship with the patient, if you can't teach them, if you don't let them understand, okay, you don't have to convince them, you don't have to brainwash them, but go, look, the reason why I want to give you this medicine is I think this is what's going on. Sometimes I'm very selfish about it, and I tell them I'm selfish. For example, I'll have somebody who's not sleeping, they have abdominal issues, and they have blood pressure problems. And they have been to every specialist in the world. And I'm like, look, let me try something for your serotonin. Let me try some Lexapro or Zoloft. Is that an antidepressant? I'm not giving it to you as an antidepressant. I want to see if raising your serotonin helps all your symptoms. Will you let me try it with you for a month? See if this works? Okay? I mean, I can't diagnose you. I'm wondering if this is going to help. All right. I mean, sometimes, you know, telling them your limitations, you know, explain to them, look, you know, nobody's figured out what's going on. I can't figure it out. The specialist can't figure out. Do you want to try this together? And I think that also makes a good doctor. Not having patient mistakes, not killing patients, okay, not ignoring patients, okay, not neglecting patients. That also makes a good doctor or a good institution or a good hospital, medical clinic also. So, you know, congratulations to these top hospitals. I've heard amazing things about them. I think that's awesome. But if any of your prospective cities have hospitals that you think are great and you love them for those reasons I said, keep going. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.